pick up the word and just read it. Whoever's got Hebrews 4:2, why don't we just read this verse together, huh? For indeed we have had
the good news announced to us, even as they also. But the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard.
Okay, so same word, but the effect of the word had a lot to do with how they responded to the word. We're going to have a lot of word coming out this next week. 6 days of unprecedented speaking of the Lord's word. How profitable will be depends on how we respond to it. So, go to the next chapter. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. It's kind of a further word along this line. Paul, the author here, is talking to them about this wonderful, mysterious person called Melchizedek. And then what does it say in verse 11?
Concerning whom we have much to say, that is also difficult to interpret, since you have become dull of hearing.
So we don't want to be those, like some of these Hebrew believers, that due to their situation have become dull of hearing. Very possible to do, have this kind of dullness. Now let's come to Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. Of course, this is the beginning of the speaking of the Lord speaking to the seven churches in Revelation. And at the end of each letter, he has a similar kind of word. And this is the first one as a kind of a word of exhortation toward us. Let's read verse 7 here.
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
Now, for some of you that have the recovery version with the footnotes, we can just kind of look at footnote 7:1 on this matter, he who has an ear. Sisters that have it, why don't you read the first sentence, although?
Although our angle and position may be right, we still may not have the proper ear to hear.
Brothers, chapter 1.
Chapter 1 emphasizes seeing, and chapters 2 and 3 emphasize hearing.
In spiritual things,
seeing depends on hearing.
Do you want to see more in this training?
Yes.
Seeing depends on hearing, right?
Amen.
Okay. Brothers.
The writer of this book first heard the voice and then saw the vision.
If our ears are dull and cannot hear, then we cannot see.
What a shame to go to a training and not see, right? We don't want our ears to be dull so we don't see. Okay, now.
The Jews would not hear the word of the Lord, so they could not see what the Lord was doing according to the New Testament.
The Lord always wants to open our ears to hear His voice, that we may see things according to His economy.
The dull ears need to be circumcised.
The sinner's ears need to be cleansed with the redeeming blood and anointed with the Spirit.
To serve the Lord as priests, we must have our ears cleansed with the redeeming blood.
According to this book, as the Spirit is speaking to the churches, we all need an open, circumcised, cleansed, and anointed ear to hear the Spirit speaking.
Why don't we read that last one together, huh?
According to this book, as the Spirit is speaking to the churches, we all need an open, circumcised, cleansed, and anointed ear to hear the Spirit speaking.
So I think that verse and note just speaks well what we need as far as a real help for this time. And some of this is incorporated into this little outline. So I'd like to just go through this really quickly, maybe having you alternate through. And I just have a couple of points of burden. So let's read the title.
How to gain more from the semi-annual trainings.
Roman numeral 1.
Before the training,
what?
Deal with your inner being.
Deal with
your spirit and heart through prayer with confession.
Okay, Matthew 5:3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. And verse 8, blessed are the what? The pure in heart, for they shall what?
See God.
So with our heart to see, so in 2 Corinthians 3:16, whenever their heart turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. So even just in one meeting, we could not maybe miss the whole training, we could compromise half the training or something because we're preoccupied. Mm-hmm. Got to watch out for what you read, what you listen to, you know. I mean, something could distract our heart, right, carry us away. We don't want to compromise in the least on this. Okay, sisters, one.
Paul could not speak freely to the Hebrew believers because they had become dull of hearing.
We don't want to even obstruct the speaking spirit. You know, there is the spirit, the speaking spirit in the meeting is affected. If the listeners are dull, it can be very hard for the Lord to speak all that's in his heart.
Right.
Because we don't have the heart to receive. Especially those of us, particularly in the live training, we should be really exercised to draw out,
amen,
the spirit of the speaking spirit.
Amen.
In the brothers that's ministering the word. Brothers too. If our
ears are dull and cannot hear, we cannot see. The Lord always wants to open our ears to hear his voice.
Now this is straight out of the footnote we just read. Sisters, three.
Pray to be emptied in your spirit, not holding on to the old things, your old knowledge of the word, but unloaded to receive the new things, the Lord's presence speaking and revelation, so that you may receive his fresh dispensing.
If our attitude is, I know that, I went to all the life study trainings, this is just a rehash of the life studies, then guess what? You're not going to get it. In fact, our daughter's in the full-time training, and Brother Ron told them actually the titles for all the message, and he says, this is not just a rehearsing of the life studies.
Right.
Okay? The Lord has something fresh to speak, but we need to be what? Emptied in our spirit, not holding on to the old things, saying, oh, I already heard that. No, if we do, guess what? We're not going to get the fresh dispensing of the Spirit, because our old filled-up condition will hinder the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, brothers, four.
Pray to be purified and single in our heart so that we can see the divine revelation so that the Lord's word can take root, grow, and bear fruit.
Like in Matthew 13, there's those four different kinds of soil. Doesn't mean that all, you know, the word is the same, but how effective the word is, how much fruit it bears, depends on the kind of soil it reaches. Okay, then B. Read the word. Pre-read the book being covered in the training. Example, the second part of Exodus. This training will cover from Exodus chapter 19 through 24 or 25. Not the whole book, so it'll probably be another training or maybe two more. So anyway, it's not a lot to read. Actually, I'll tell you the truth. I think a lot of it's in the footnotes. Because you don't need to read, know how many times you need to read how what you do if an ox gores a man. You know what I mean? If it gores a man intentionally or if he gores a man unintentionally. Some of the aspects of the law there, you can read through once and you've kind of got it. You know what I mean? But the footnotes that talk about the deeper things of what the law and the covenant and the blood of the covenant, there's a lot of treasures hidden there. So Isaiah 34 talks about the reading of the word, and Acts 17 talks about the noble Bereans who examine the scriptures. So don't just take it, you know, yeah, that's great. Look at the word. It's very helpful. Okay, C. Pray for a door for the word. Bind Satan's occupations and devilish blinding. Satan always wants to blind man. And the apostle said, pray for a door for the word. Okay, then two. During the training, continue in the exercise of A through C. We still need to continue on to pray, read the word, and deal with our inner being, even deal before every meeting. You know what I mean? Maybe you had a great time on the meeting number one or something, but something could come up and you could get your being preoccupied. Okay, B, sisters.
By the stay open, unveiled, and alert. Avoid things that will occupy your heart or tire your body.
Okay, brothers, one.
Take naps in the afternoon whenever possible.
You know, the training does have a schedule, and they do say, what is it? Is it 1 to 2 or 2 to 3? Anyway, there's a period of time where you're not supposed to make phone calls, just so that's part of our training culture. Try to honor that. You know what I mean? So let the saints, because there's nothing worse than be sitting in a meeting and the brothers are speaking and you're just kind of nodding the whole time, trying to get the message, you know. So even to lay down for 15 minutes to close your eyes will be a good way to hit the reset button, refresh yourself. Even if you can't sleep, it's still not bad to give the Lord a little time. It'll refresh you. Okay, brothers too. Avoid unnecessary talk and media distractions. Better be careful with these devices. You know what I mean? It's not bad to put it on airplane mode or something. You know what I mean? It's easy to get distracted by a lot of stuff. So, you know, to take to heart, to fight for the word. Okay, Sister C.
Go to the meetings in an exercised way.
Okay, we read it every time, but I'm going to reinforce it. It's on the quote training regulations. They share it after the first meeting. But do we actually practice it? So that's just what the brothers say. Well, it's good to ride together, and it's good to pray to prepare your being to receive the Lord's word, right? Go. I was just saying to the brothers before, how come there's at least 12 of them? They're called Psalms of Ascent. If the Lord didn't want us to enjoy him on the way to the meetings, why did they put in the Psalms of Ascent into the Psalms? That meant on the way to Mount Zion, they're supposed to sing these psalms, right? Yeah. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to... Well, that meant they're supposed to get to into their spirit before they got to Mount Zion. Okay, so anyway, that means go praying, pray reading, singing, amen. Speaking, psalming. Amen. Okay, brothers D. After the meetings, take time to pray into the burden of the message, focusing on the points of the message the Lord touched you on. Mix the word with faith.
So I say this is my second main burden, is just the matter of taking the word, not letting a word fall to the ground.
It's not the same thing as studying. We'll have study times. I hope you'll join the study times if you're full-time in the training. But it's not the same thing to study the outline and the notes as it is to take the instant speaking of the Lord. So just, you know, maybe avoid that extra 5 or 10 minutes of talk after the snack time. You know, it's okay. Go home and have a bowl of fruit or yogurt or ice cream or whatever you do, but if you sit and linger, you may miss 5 minutes you could spend praying to the Lord over the word you heard and miss out on a little instant infusion of the Lord speaking.
Amen.
So it's good to mix the word with faith.
Amen.
Especially the instant speaking of the Lord to you.
Amen.
Okay, right, E, sisters.
Participate in group study times as much as possible.
Okay, you're all welcome to come to the local group study times. They'll be at my house unless you open your house. We're going to have group study times in Lake Forest and, you know, to get into the training. Whether you're in the webcast, whether you're in the live training, even if you're only coming to the open meetings, the study times are available. We're going to get some more outlines, right, Phil?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have the outline books. The MP3 is going to be available coming up. Just get into it as best you can. If you got babysitting issues, you got work issues, don't worry. Do what you got to do. But we want to encourage you to participate as much as you can. So if you can join the study times, even part of the time, do it. Okay, brothers. Pray, read the key verses. Okay, it's always good to pray, read. Exercise your spirit. That enters into the nourishment of the word. Sisters.
Read the study questions and then study the messages with a view to answering them.
Study with a view to speaking. Okay, we want to be the speaking people. Okay, then brothers.
Speak back the key points of the messages and prophesy what the Lord touched you with an exercised spirit.
Danger is with a lot of us who especially go to the live training is it's very easy when there's 4,000 or 5,000 people to hide out the whole training and you don't open your mouth to speak, right? But we know that the college students are the get called, right? You get up there at the mic. So anyway... we should be exercised to speak the points.
Amen.
And even if you're not going to go up to the mic, still speak the points. Okay, then, three. After the training, spend time with the Lord to prayerfully review the fresh speaking you received during the training. Okay, after the training, we have, I guess I call it Selah week. You know, in the Psalms it says, Selah, pause and consider. Okay, so next week we will not have, we will not continue on with the regular morning revival. We will not have the truth pursuit, life study messages. Your only thing that we're going to focus on as a church is to review, enjoy what we got this coming week. So, and by the way, it's very easy to download 12 messages onto something like that. Put it into your car.
put it on to your, carry it around, whatever. Even if you missed half of them due to babysitting, no problem. Just listen to those messages. It's awesome. Anyway, review the fresh speaking. We give you a whole week just not to do any focus on anything else. Okay, then B, I just said it. Listen to the audios, especially for any messages you missed or to reinforce the speaking you received during the training.
Amen.
Okay, hopefully that review is a good reminder to us. We still have 48 hours about before the training starts, so it's not bad to at least take one walk with the Lord to prepare your inner being to become poor in spirit and pure in heart. Turn your heart to the Lord and invite the Lord to speak to you in a fresh way.
Amen.
So hopefully we won't be dull of hearing, but we will mix the word with faith.
Amen.
And then it will profit us, right?
Amen.
Okay. One, two.